马书第八章
Romans chapter
8第九节
Verse number 9 onward
如果上帝的灵住在你们心里你们就不是肉体乃是圣灵了
You however are controlled not by the sinful nature but by the spirit
人若没有基督的灵就不是属基督的
The spirit of God lives in you and if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ he does not belong to Christ
大家一同开声来读
We shall read together aloud
罗马书第八章第九节
Romans chapter 8 verse 9
如果上帝的灵住在你们心里你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵人若没有基督的灵就不是属基督的第八章第一节
Chapter 8 verse number 1
第二节
number 2,
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我使我脱离罪和死的律了
Romans chapter 8 verses 1 and 2 Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus because through Christ Jesus the law of the spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death
我们大家会是一二三如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我使我脱离罪和死的律了我们读经就到这个地方。
We stop the Bible reading here.
我们这一次的总题是圣灵的引导以及人的新生活。
Our topic for the seminar is the guidance of the Holy Spirit and man's new life.
这个题目里面给我们看见神与人同在的另外一个形式。
In this topic, we can see that the form that whereby God is present in man.
神与人同在是旧约里面的应许。
That God's presence with man is the promise of the Old Testament.
神与人同在是道成肉身的具体的成全。
That God's presence in man is the concrete materialization of incarnation.
神与人同在跟着圣灵内住的一个清楚的印证。
That God's presence with man is the true confirmation of the Holy Spirit being with us.
这样基督徒就对这位三位一体的神与人的生命之间的关系有完整的认识
Since the relationship of God together with us has been saved we have a complete understanding
这是基督教的信仰以及非基督的信仰完全不同的地方
This is a total difference of Christian belief and also secular belief
在非基督教的信仰里面人对神的认识是从宗教性里面想象出来
In a non-Christian faith our understanding of God is coming a projection for our mind
人对神的这个想象是从宗教本能里面产生出来的
And our imagination of God coming from our religious nature
所以在非基督教信仰中间的神是人宗教性的一个反射
So in non-Christian it's only about projection of our understanding of what God is
是可以说相当靠近那个反对基督教最厉害的19世纪大哲学家 Ludwig Feuerbach 的宗教论
We can see that it's quite close to what's been discussed by Feuerbach about his doctrine of religion
Feuerbach 是一个同马克思同时代而更早的一个哲学家
Feuerbach is a philosopher who is about contemporary of Karl Marx
在他所写的两本书里面他所论断的 所论据的那些 理论也就是题目的反面的东西
On the two books they have written actually what he discussed is the opposite of the title
他写本教的宗教的本质里面全本的书都是反宗教
And what the book is written is on the nature of religion but actually is the totally opposite of religion
写第二本书就是基督教的本质在那本书的内容完全是反基督教
And the second book is on the nature of Christianity but the book discusses something which is totally opposite about Christianity
所以它基本的观念就是神的存在不过是人里面自我绝对观念的反射而已
So his basic concept is that man's projection of his absolute concept of God within him
所以人里面就 个绝对的观念。
Because there's the absolute concept in within man.
这个把它绝对的反射出来，就变成人所创造的神。
When he projected absolutely, it becomes God at home, man has created.
从此他就反对基督教，也反对所有的宗教。
And because of this, he opposed Christianity and all religions.
很多人认为 Feuerbach 的理论是对基督教很不利的。
A lot of people feel that this doctrine of this Feuerbach is no good to Christianity.
从某种层次来说是如此。
To the certain level it is.
但是我从另外一个角度来看，这就是人为的，人产生宗教的里面的神的一种步骤。
From the other perspective, I can see that this is a step for man to produce God within the concept.
人从他的想象中间真的可以反射出一个神来吗？
From the imagination, can man project a God?
当然可能的。
Of course they can.
因为人被造而有宗教性。
Because man is created with religious nature.
宗教性是神形象里面交通本能的一部分。
Religious nature is part of the image of God when God created mankind.
只有人有神的观念。
It is only man has the concept of God.
只有人能从宗教性的观念中间反射出神的这个形象。
Then man from religious nature can project about God's concept.
所以从某一种程度来说，Feuerbach 的宗教观同基督教刚好走不同方向的两个路线。
From a certain aspect, we can see that Feuerbach's way is totally different from Christian way.
如果我们用很简单的词句把它归纳起来
，You see a very clear and simple statement.
那么圣经告诉我们，上帝按照他的形象造人。
And the Bible says that God created man according to his image.
Feuerbach 说人按照自己的形象造神。
And Feuerbach will say that man created God according to his image.
这种神存在不存在呢
？This type of God doesn't exist.
当然存在。
Of course it exists.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为当你把关公当作神的时候
，Because when you deem 关公 as God，
那你的神跟你很像。
And your God is like you。
你把孔明当作神的时候
，And if you deem 孔明 as God，
你的神跟你是一样的。
So your God is like you。
所以你按照你的自己形象造神的时候
，So when you create God according to your own image，
你就把你那个观念把它绝对化，把它完全化。完美化，那历史上的英雄就变成你的神了。
So you absolutize and make perfect your concept, the great heroes of history become your God.
但是人真可以假象出一个神来吗
？But man can they falsely imagine a God?
是人真可以从理性中间产生一个神吗
？Can they through their rationality produce a God?
如果是的话，那个神一定是假神。
If that is so, it becomes a God who is a false God.
所以真神造人。
So,
假神人造
A true God created man and a false God is created by man
大家说一二三真神造人假神人造那有关于真假神论我们可以用一两个钟头去讲
Of course, you can preach for one or two hours about true God and false God
我谈到这里我们就撇开了
But we don't want to discuss anymore
那么讲基督教的神
When you talk about the God of Christianity
所有的宗教想象出来神是绝对不一样的
It is totally different of compared to the God that is created by false religion
因为基督教的神不是人理性的产品
Because the God of Christianity is not a product of rationality
基督教的神不是人宗教性的想象
And he is not the imagination of our religious nature
基督教的神不是人本性的绝对化
And also is not the absolutization of our human nature
基督教的神不是人完全观的投射
And also he is not the projection of man's perfect concept
基督教的神是向人启示他怎样创造又要怎样救赎要怎样使人认识他的那一位神本身
But the God of Christianity is the one who revealed to us and also who saved us and also who wants us to know who his true nature is
所以我们所认的神是与我们的理性常常不相融洽的
That's why the God that we believe in many times is not compatible with our rationality
所以许多人听到基督教的这个信仰的时候我很难明白
So a lot of people when they listen to Christianity they say it's difficult to understand
就我们没有办法用理性去接受它
I cannot accept it through rationality
这就无形中证明 基督教所信仰的神不是你理性的产品。
Which is only to, but to prove that the God that we believe in Christianity is not a product or a rationality.
他的超理性就是他是神的记号之一。
His nature or supra rationality is a sign that he's God.
这样，这位神当他启示他自己的时候，把他的三个位格的一体性就提出来。
So when this God revealed himself to us, he also revealed to us his triune nature.
神又是独一的，又是三个位格。
God is the only God, but yet three persons.
他是三个位格的，却不是三位神。
He is three persons, but not three God.
他是一位神，却不是一个位格。
He is one God, but not one personality.
你说这个是很难用理性去了解。
It is difficult to understand through rationality.
这是以理性的常规的规律不相同，却是真理的本体。
So it is different from a law of rationality, but then it's a true God.
对这件事的反应只有两种。
So there's only two kind of responses to this.
一种是因为你认为你理性很难接受，所以你就拒绝了。
One is because it's so difficult to accept rationality, and that's why you reject Christianity.
另外就是你谦卑的承认你的理性是有限制的。
The other thing is that you are humble enough to acknowledge that your rationality is finite, and that's why you accept it.
如果我的理性是有限制的，
一般 rationality is finite.
那我们就透过超理性的另外一个因素去接受我理性限制之外的真理。
Then through a principle with supra rational, you want to accept someone who is above your rationality.
把圣经启示多番多次告诉我们，神是三个位格的一体。
The revelation of God many times revealed to us that God is three triune God, but yet one God.
耶稣说：“你要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名。”给他们施洗。
And Jesus baptized them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这里希腊文是用单数的名。
It is a singular you.
In the name. 一个。
Singular name.
Of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
但是三个位格。
这个三个位格的一个名。
Three persons, but one single name.
你不能用这样的英文来讲 in the name of 三个人。你只 in the names.
所以英文我们不能够用这样的方式，我们要用这个多数。
There cannot be used only one name for three persons.
我们不能够三个人用单一的名字。
所以圣经隐藏三位一体的道理是很多很多的。
So there are many places in the Bible concealed about triune God.
我在台湾的一些讲座已经录成录音带，包括三位一体论的那一套。
Some of my seminars in Taiwan have been taped out, including the God in Trinity.
你们一生一世要明白的真理太多了。
There's so much thing you have to understand in your life.
你不要花时间在那些只有感情冲动而没有对真理生根建造那些没有用的时间上。
Do not waste time upon those only but to move your emotion without being founded, rooted strongly.
特别许多有钱人的太太。
And especially wife of many rich men.
不必做工。
They're not work.
所以他热心就到处参加团契聚会，一听一乱。
So when they are zealous, they go to every place to attend meeting. The more they listen, the more they are confused.
他还以为他很热心侍奉。
And they thought they serve the Lord zealously.
因为他参加了许多不负责任讲道的地方的团契。
Because they attended many fellowship who are not be responsible in having the preaching.
现在我们归回正题。
And we come back to our topic.
因为神是三位一体的神。
Because God is the triune God.
所以呢，这位三位一体的神。上帝也就是拯救人的上帝。
And this triune God is the one who saved mankind.
他又是创造万有的上帝。
And he is the one who created the universe.
那这样我们就知道他愿意我们明白他的救赎之功和他创造之功。
Then we know that he wants us to understand his work of salvation and work of creation.
那我们怎么知道他是创造的呢？
How do we know that he is creator?
我们知道他是拯救的呢？
How do we know that he saves?
因为他对我们说他是创造的。
Because he spoke to us as saying that he is a creator.
他又对我们说他是这个救赎的。
And he spoke to us as saying that he's a savior.
所以这样他对我们说，我们才知道这就是第三个工作，使我们能明白他第一个工作、第二个工作的这个基础。
It is because he revealed to us and that becomes the foundation for us to understand his first and second work.
好，现在你注意听。
Pay attention.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
你注意听了。
I tell you，
我告诉你
，I tell you，
是我介绍你爸爸跟妈妈认识结婚才生下你的。
It is me who match make your father and the mother and they get married and that's why you're here。
后来你爸爸妈妈结婚的时候，我给他证婚的。
And later on your parents get married, I was one who officiated。
我那个时候不能告诉你，你那个时候根本没有你。
At that time I cannot tell you because you were not here there yet。
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
如果你爸爸妈妈结婚的时候你也在那边，那你不知道是什么人生父。
So if your parents get married and you were there, then you don't know whose son you are.
所以我介绍你爸爸妈妈认识。
I'm the one who matched your parents.
后来我给他们证婚。
Later I officiated their marriage.
以后他生了你。
And later on they beget you.
你生出来什么都不懂。
And when you're born, you don't know anything.
现在你大了。
Now you're grown up.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
你告诉你的时候。
When I tell you,
你现在知道了。
Now you know.
我给你爸爸妈妈介绍的。
I'm the one who is a matchmaker for your parents.
我给你爸妈证婚的。
And officiated their wedding.
然后呢，你就生出来。
Then you're born.
那么现在我做的到底几个工作呢？
Then how many work have I done now?
我介绍他们。
I matchmake them.
我给他们证婚。
I officiated their wedding.
我又告诉他的孩子，我曾经做过两件事情。
And I told the children that I have done these two things.
所以当我告诉的时候
，When I tell，
这个告诉变成第三个工作。
This telling becomes a third function.
你明白了吗
？You understand？
你说我从来没有听到这么啰嗦的。
I've never listened something with so long-winded.
这么麻烦的。
So troublesome.
我不知道你平常听到听什么道法。
I wouldn't know what kind of word that you listen to in the ordinary time.
但是你听清楚这些道理的时候
，But when you hear clearly this kind of teaching，
你就知道你是怎样做基督徒。
Then you know what kind of Christian you are.
好。我再讲一次
，One more time。
我做过两件事
，I've done two things。
现在我讲给你听
，I want to tell you now。
当我讲给他听的时候，就是我做的第三件事
，When I tell him the process is the third thing I'm doing。
啊，因为我做的第三件事告诉他，他才知道我做其他两件事。
Because of the third function of telling him, then he understands the two things I've done。
明白了吗
？You understand？
现在神有三大工作。
Now God has three functions。
第一个工作
，First。
神是创造者
，God is a creator。
第二
，the second，
神是救赎者
，He is a savior。
我怎么知道呢
？How do I know？
因为还有第三个工作
，Because there's a third function of God。
神是启示者
，God is a revealer。
The creator is also the redeemer， and the redeemer is also the revealer。
创造者也是救赎主，也是启示者。
Through His revelation。
接受他的启示
I know that he created me
我就知道他创造我
Through his revelation
接受他的启示
I know that he redeemed me
我知道他救赎我
So these three works
那么这三个工作
Major works of God our Father our eternal Lord
是我们的圣父我们的永恒的神的主要的工作
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
上帝创造
God create
上帝救赎
God saves
上帝启示
God reveals
大家说一二三我怎么知道呢
How do I know
因为上帝启示
Because God reveals
所以我才知道
And that's why I know
这样呢启示论是认识神一切真理的最基本的钥匙
So revelation must become the foundational key of our understanding of all things of God
你注意下面的话
And pay attention to what I'm going to say.
如果神不愿意把自己的工作启示给我们
If God does not want to reveal his work to us,
我们就不知道他是怎样做工的神
Then we don't know how that God works.
如果神不愿意把他的本性启示给我们
If God does not want to reveal his nature to us,
我们就不知道我们的神是因为怎样的神
Then we cannot understand what kind of God that we worship.
如果神不愿意启示一切
If God doesn't want to reveal everything,
我们一切的一切都不知道
Then we didn't know about anything at all.
所以当神乐意把自己启示人的时候
When God is willing to reveal himself to us,
这就是人可以知上帝的一个基础
And that is the foundation of man able to know about God.
那么神启示给谁呢
Then to whom that God reveals?
神启示给能明白他启示的一种人
God revealed to man who can understand about his revelation.
那这个能明白神启示是谁呢
？Who are the one who can understand the revelation of God?
怎么可能能明白呢
？How can we, if it's possible, for understand?
神就创造了能明白神启示功能的 神形象样式而造的人。
So God has created someone who can understand His revelation through the function and through His image of creation.
The revelation of God can only be understood by those who are able to know the revelation.
那神自己的启示工作只是启示给那些能够了解他工作的那些人。
So God had to create a possibility in human being nature.In order to be able to understand God,
因此神要创造人一个潜能，能够了解神的启示。
This potential and possibility of understanding God is one part of human nature, which is called the image and the likeness of God.
这个潜能和这个可能性呢，乃是神造人的这个时候呢，是按照的形象而造的。
所以这形象样式
，and this image and likeness,
就隐藏着能明白神的一部分。
The embrace is the potentiality for man to understand God.
你听清楚。啊、我这些道你不能说一边听一边打瞌睡，没有办法。
So you cannot just nod your head in order to listen to this thing.
也不能说一面听一面想今天美金多少钱，不可以。
And you cannot think of other things when listening to all this.
你只能专心听，听清楚了。
But only but pay attention when you listen.
那你一生的信仰就开始有基础了。
Then for your faith of life, it will be founded.
所以神不把这个形象样式放在其他任何受造物。受造生物、受造动物的里面
，God has never placed His image and likeness in all other things like the plants and animals.
所以没有其他之物、其他之生物、其他之动物有可能明白神。
So there's no other plant or animals or living being that can understand God.
只有一种生物
，It is only one living being.
只有一种活物
，One living being
就是按照神形象样式被造的人。
He who is created according to the image of God, that's man.
谁呀、啊、
？Who
你
？You
我
？I
还有那些没有来的他
？And the one who never come to this place, he.
可惜的地方在哪里呢
？And what is the pitiful thing?
那些人能明白神，那他不要来听。
Those people can understand about God, but they refuse to come and listen.
因为他明白的功能，就为了明白那些次要的，不是明白最重要的。
Because their function of understanding only pay attention to those who are sub level.
这个是人类很可悲的事情。
And that's a pitiful thing with man.
你可以把手表当作铁锤吗？
Can you use the watch as a hammer?
可以的
，of course.
因为它足够力量把钉子钉下去。
Because it can nail a nail.
但是很笨
，but it's very stupid.
手表很贵，拿去打铁钉。
Because very expensive with a watch, but want to nail a nail.
照样你有灵性
，of course you have spirituality.
你这个按神形象样式而被造的人
，man who is created after the image and likeness of God,
很有价值的。
You are with value.
每天你只要魔鬼给你的小东西，你就甘愿。
But only you are satisfied with the small things that the evil spirit has given you.
你没有回到神面前。
So you have not returned back to God.
这些讲座
，So all these seminars
对真理的认识
，To the understanding of truth，
是人一个特权，可以变成尊贵之永恒之道的一个时机。
It is a privilege, a crisis, a moment for man to understand that he has the eternal word of God.
现在告诉我
，Tell me,
上帝的三大工作
，three great functions of God.
一
，first，
创造
，creation，
写下来啊。我如果给你考书，你就知道了哈。
Well, we make a test.
你们很多基督徒不考书的，就是听听到，有上天堂以前考不及格打屁股，你才糟糕。
So you must listen carefully and make records.
一
，first。
创造
creation，
第二
the second，
救赎
redemption，
第三
the third，
我怎么知道上帝创造
？How do I know that God create？
因为上帝告诉我
，Because God tells me，
我怎么知道上帝救赎
？How do we know that God redeem？
因为上帝告诉我
，Because God tells me，
为什么别人听见这些不明白
？Why is that people listen to this and never understand？
因为它的功能。没有受救赎的改变，所以听也听不到。
Because the function of this rationality is not being renewed by the Holy Spirit，
所以神不但启示
，nor did God reveal，
有救赎你人性的堕落，使你可以正统的明白。
Redeem our fallen nature so that we can understand it orthodoxically。
啊，单单这几句话可以衍生出来的道理多得不得了。
Actually, we can expand for these few statements to many doctrines。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为启示论是一把钥匙。
Because the doctrine of revelation is the key.
今天有很多人好像认识神，但是却不认识神。
Today a lot of people seem to understand about God, but never understand about God.
他们在启示论上出了毛病。
Because in the doctrine of revelation, they have some problems.
为什么呢？
Why?
对圣经的位分。
Because of the position of the Bible,
圣经的角色
and the role of the Bible,
他们不明白
they don't understand,
都乱了
so they're confused.
在极端灵恩派的教会里
in the extreme of these charismatic churches,
解经不重要
it's not important to expound the Bible.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他更喜欢直接受圣灵启示
Because they want to be the, revealed directly from the Holy Spirit.
不要回到神的话里
They don't want to go back to the Word of God.
所以结果好像他经历了很特别的是你们其他教会没有的。
So it looks as if they experienced something special you never experienced before.
那你注意看，这种人过了二十年，从来不长进。
But after 20 years, you watch this kind of people never progress.
因为他就在那个里面满足了。
Because in that kind of circumstances, they still satisfied.
就产生了一个对神启示的圣经轻看的一个心态。
So they have an attitude that despises the revealed word of God.
所以启示论一错误。
So when you're wrong in the doctrine of revelation,
所有真理的系统就错误。
Then all the system of belief will be wrong.
那你说启示论是怎么为什么这样重要呢
？Why is it so important with the doctrine of revelation? You say,
因为这是对真理认识的钥匙。
Because it's the key for the understanding of revelation of God.
现在你来看吧。
You see,
上帝创造天地万。
God created the heaven and earth and everything.
大家说。耶稣基督拯救罪人
Jesus redeemed the sinners
大家说耶稣圣灵启示圣经真理
The Holy Spirit revealed the Bible
再一次啊
我们看
1、2、3上帝创造天地万物耶稣基督拯救罪人圣灵启示圣经真理清楚了
You're clear now.
所以圣父
God the Father
圣子
God the Son
圣灵
and God the Holy Spirit
三位一体的上帝
the triune God
三个工作
three functions
第一
first
创造
creation
第二
the second
救赎
redemption
第三
the third
启示
revelation
那么这三位做三个工作
this three triune God who do three work
你说刚好圣父创造
God the Father creates you say
圣子救赎
God the Son redeems
圣灵启示，大家说一二。
God has been revealed.
圣父创造，圣子救赎，圣灵启示。那请问，圣父创造的时候，圣子、圣灵是不是在休息睡觉
？So I want to ask, when God created, what about the Son and the Holy Spirit? Are they sleeping?
有没有份呢、
Do they have a share?
不要乱讲。
Do not answer casually.
有没有份呢、
Do they have a share?
问再问第二问题。
Second question.
当圣子救赎的时候，圣父、圣灵是不是跑去走走
？When God the Son redeems, what of God the Father and the Holy Spirit are they wandering around?
有没有份呢
？Do they have a share?
你不要先回答哦。
Don't answer first.
你答错了不好意思。
Maybe your answer is wrong.
很多人听你答的。
A lot of people listen to your answer.
第三呢
？The third.
当圣灵启示的时候，圣父、圣子在做什么
？When the Holy Spirit reveals what the work of the God the Son and God the Father.
这三大工作。
These three work
是分工合作，一位各一种。
Are they being divided? One person will do one work,
或者每一种工作三个位各都一同做的。
Or in every work, the three person work together.
好，现在你跟旁边的人讨论一分钟。
So you discuss with your
每一个人讲话讨论
minute.
每一个人呢不讲话的，我要请他上台来讲话。
So if you don't discuss,
快问你旁边的人。哎，后面快快讲话，每一个人讲话。你问旁边，把你的意见表达出来。啊，有一个人没有讲话，就请他上来了。嗯。快点表达你的意见。
So you must discuss and express your view.
还有二十秒
20 more seconds
还有十秒怎么不讲话了
10 more seconds we have
好，现在回到我。
Now answer me.
创造之功是谁做的？
Who does the work creation?
圣父做的。
God the Father?
圣子有没有做？
What God the Son does he ever share?
圣灵有没有做？
What God the Holy Spirit?
谁告诉你的？
Who tells you?
圣经告诉你。
The Bible says so.
哪一章？
Which chapter?
大概有。
Well, maybe that is.
不知道哪一章，问牧师就知道了。
Well, we don't know which chapter, maybe ask the pastor.
那牧师再不知道，问神学院长就知道。
And if the pastor doesn't know, ask the principal of the seminary.
如果神学院长不知道，问上帝好
了。If he doesn't know, ask God.
圣父创造的时候。
When God the Father creates.
圣子圣灵有没有创造啊？
What did God the Holy Spirit
有没有啊？
Do they create also? Yes.
第二。
The second,
当圣子救赎的时候
，When God the Son redeemed,
圣父圣灵有没有救赎啊
？God the Son, God the Father,
有没有
？Holy Spirit, do they redeem also? Do they?
耶和华我救主啊
！Jehovah my God,
圣灵救赎主啊
！And Holy Spirit my Savior,
有吗？